Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, as always, joined by my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, we've had an exciting week.
Yes, absolutely. A little feather in the cap, you know, got one off my bucket list, so to speak.
Yeah, I know. You know, we talked about it. Well, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about is HauntCon, which is a national haunters convention, went virtual this year. And due to obviously the global pandemic. And Donnie and I were fortunate enough to be asked to teach a class at HauntCon. And the class, I think, went really well. It was the whole experience felt good to me. How about you?
Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it. I was stressed, and I'm not going to lie, I was pretty nervous because, you know, like I said, wrestling I'm all right with. I'm used to it. But, you know, the haunt thing, I'm still trying to, you know, place my foot in there, get my foot mark on there or my footprint in there. And so I was kind of nervous. And being at HauntCon is like a big convention. And, you know, Leonard Pickles started it and all that. And it's based on education. You know, I was kind of like, that was one of my goals, you know, a little haunting bucket list was to be able to teach a class at HauntCon. And I want to do some other conventions too. So yeah, I still got more work to do, but, so the HauntCon was kind of a big deal for me. You know, if worst comes to worst, I can always say, you know, I taught a class at HauntCon. So, you know, so it was exciting, you know, nervous for me, but exciting, you know, to say the least.
Well, it is a little feather in the cap and a nice thing to put on the resume. Definitely. This wasn't my first HauntCon class. This was actually my third. I taught two back in 2011. Mm-hmm. But this one was special because of the Wrestle Horror concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was something more, it's something different that you and I feel people could benefit from.
Yeah, for sure. It was called Wrestling with Your Character, and it was basically how wrestling and haunting is similar, and how haunt actors can incorporate pro wrestling into their characters to make them more violent, more entertaining, exciting, and add that shock value. I mean, we've talked about it on the last couple podcasts, you know, leading up to it. But I mean, it went off well. We've gotten nothing but good feedback and good reviews from it. So it was basically a proof of concept that we had been talking about. We wanted to test the waters with the idea, see if the haunters would take to it and embrace it. And so far, you know, it was just on a smaller scale just to start out, but it seems like so far we're off to a good start. So you know, it was a big success. It was exciting. You know, I was nervous that, you know, people were gonna be like, oh, you guys sucked, which I knew they wouldn't say that about you, of course, but for me, you know, I didn't have that honk man confidence yet. And so I was like, man, I hope they don't think I suck, you know. It's like, but it ended up going pretty good. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback. And so, yeah, I'm happy. I was happy with the results. And it was, you know, a lot of people I talked to said they got a lot out of it, got some, you know, useful info out of it. So that was the whole goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was a pleasure to teach the class with you. Like I said, you know, we collaborated on a lot of things to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And what we did was a workshop, a live workshop online. So it was limited to 8 people. Mm-hmm. Now out of those 8 people, we got an overwhelming, positive response. Mm-hmm. Several excellent reviews during the poll at the end. Yep. So, you know, we're going to take that and run with it as a win. It is also, if you're interested, in watching it, it is still on HauntCon's website. This is going to air on Monday the 24th, mm-hmm. which is tomorrow by our books, or day after tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday the 25th.
Yeah. Monday the 25th. It will still be online on the HauntCon website until Thursday, I believe, the 28th. Mm-hmm. They said a week out. So, and then you had sent me a YouTube link to that as well.
Yeah, that kind of got the link from them. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to have it on YouTube. Right now it's unlisted, so I don't know if they're going to make that listed once it leaves their website. Mm-hmm. But it is out there on YouTube and stuff. And but yeah, we would love to have people check it out and you know, let us know what they think, give us their feedback. Cause like we said on the workshop, you know, and on this podcast, you know, we're going to add to it. We're going to take things out of it. And just like even we, you know, that we had an hour to do the workshop and me and you spent two nights, you know, prepping for this. And then, so, I mean, we cut out probably what, 25% of the stuff we had just to fit it in that time frame. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to, you know, we're going to be adding stuff to it and taking stuff out of it. And we're going to keep doing more, you know, more presentations and workshops if they want. And, you know, with that being said, being that we've gotten a positive response and, you know, to where we were basically testing the waters, you know, proof of concept, so to speak, we're going to start looking into doing a training course, creating an online training course for the whole concept. And it'll be, you know, a lot more in depth. It'll be many hours of training. You know, we'll have, you know, worksheets and PDFs and frameworks to go by, and you know, it's going to be a lot of stuff to, you know, basically, I mean, I say we'll put it all together. We haven't got all the details, but we're basically going to take a, you know, start from step one on creating a character and work it all the way up to where we've added wrestling, you know, showmanship and maneuvers and all kind of stuff to it. And, you know, just all the stuff in between on how you could make your wrestling character or your haunt character more violent by using pro wrestling, you know, tactics.
Right. And with our class, you know, we like Donnie said, we had to cut some of it out due to time restraints. But we even with all that cut out, we were very concise in what we had to do, because again, you know, an hour is really not a long period of time to do a class.
Yeah, especially to introduce a new concept, you know.
Right. So in the future, as we work on these online classes, we're going to get really in depth with all of our bullet points that we did during our presentation. And it's not going to be just one or two sentences, this, that, or the other. It's going to get really involved. It's going to require homework. It's going to require watching videos.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that those of you that are listening that can check out our class, again, Donnie said feedback, positive, negative. You know, if you've got some critiques and criticisms or something you don't think should be there, let us know. I mean,
Yep. We're
designing this to help everybody. So there's going to be good and bad before it all gets all nice and polished and and everything is there. And that's going to be an evolving process.
Yeah. And just like I said, all the feedback just lets us know what, you know, to add and take away from the course. You know, just like one of the things I didn't even consider that we're going to add into it is one of the questions one of the students had, or one of the people that watched it with us, was, you know, what type of blood to use for our wrestling, you know, for the adding wrestling to haunt. If you use blood, what kind to use and stuff. So, I mean, I was like, yeah, that's a great question. So that's something we'll add into the online course. You know, we'll get detailed about that. And you mentioned videos, and that's another thing I'm really excited about is, you know, cause we're going to do detailed videos. We're going to, you know, come up with a bunch of wrestling moves that I think would be good for haunted, you know, houses, and that you think would be good for haunted houses. And then we're going to get in a ring and we're going to demonstrate these videos, show them how to do them. Not you and I exactly, because they wouldn't want to see us in tights. But oh. But yeah,
my wife would shoot me if I wore some.
So, but yeah, so I mean, we're going to do like videos. We're going to have audio recordings, you know, PDFs. It's going to be a full blown, you know, training course, and we're excited to start, you know, putting our toe in the water and get started on it. And yeah, like I said, I've been talking back and forth with Brutal Bob Evans and stuff. We've been becoming good buddies and stuff. We talk on the phone, and he's got the Wrestle Life training course online, you know, membership site. So he's kind of in that same I guess genre or whatever as us. So, you know, so I've been getting feedback from him. You know, he's been talking with me. We've been trading ideas. So, I mean, that's going to be exciting too, you know, watching his online membership course grow as we're creating our online course as well. So it's in the works. You know, like I said, the workshop went well. I appreciated everybody's feedback, and I was happy with the results that we were getting. So that was kind of just like a green light for you and I to, you know, to get our butts in gear and get started on this.
Absolutely. And just to let you listeners and viewers know, don't expect us to be teaching people how to do a Hurricanrana, or flying head scissors or anything like that. We're not, no.
this is something you can, yeah, this is something you can do in a confined space if you're in a haunt scene, or, you know, if you're in a room, or, you know, even something that you could do out in the crowd if you're in a queue line.
Right, right. We're not going to be doing any crazy over the top Young Bucks type wrestling moves, you know.
Yeah, we're not going to have queue line actors super kicking customers. yeah, not that kind of thing.
Well, talking about wrestling in and of itself, there's some exciting news that you just let me know today about a couple of exciting things about New Ohio Wrestling.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Okay, yeah, we've kind of had New Ohio Wrestling on the back burner for a while for obvious reasons with the pandemic, and then our two big partners and shows that we do every year is of course the Arnold, and then we just got on with the Ohio State Fair, which is the largest fair in Ohio, and unfortunately both were canceled last year, and you know, we were on restrictions, as everybody knows, and all the other promoters have been dealing with. And you know, we didn't have a building, we had no expenses, you know, month to month. So we kind of just basically put, you know, wrestling on hold until, you know, we could get back up and going. So yeah, like I said, I haven't focused a whole lot on New Ohio Wrestling, to be completely honest. You know, we've been focusing on this podcast that everybody's listening to, and it's growing, you know, every month. You know, we've been focusing our ideas and stuff and going, you know, like pivoting to online training and online learning ourselves. You know, we've both been doing some training courses online ourselves, trying to learn. And so, yeah, like I said, wrestling hasn't been high on the priority. And this last week or two, it's kind of been, you know, like where I'm getting to the point, like, okay, it's time to, you know, start putting the foot back on the gas a little bit, start getting, you know, the wrestling stuff back in line and make sure everything's in order. And so, you know, the first thing me and my wife talked about is, you know, we have the Arnold Championship, which is held by Onyx, and, you know, we have the New Ohio Wrestling Championship, which is held by Robbie Starr, but we haven't yet introduced tag team champions yet. So I talked it over with the real boss of New Ohio Wrestling, Terry, my wife, and we decided that it's probably time to get some tag belts made and start a tag team division and crown our first New Ohio Wrestling tag team champions. So we've reached out to our guy that makes the belts, Sam, who does awesome work. If you've seen our belts, you know, we've heard nothing but great things about both of our titles. And so we got our concept design made for our tag belts, and they look really cool. And you know, payment's been made and the process is on en route. So tag team belts are in the process of being created and on the way. So when we open things back up and start running again, we're going to start working on a tournament to crown our first New Ohio Wrestling tag team champions.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too, because it's going to be really cool to be able to announce and present these new titles to whomever wins the tournament. I mean, as a ring announcer, that's, you know, it may not seem like a big deal to some people that watch wrestling, but I think it's cool, and I'm looking forward to doing it, you know.
Yeah, and I've sent you the concept of the belts so you can sort of see what they're going to look like. So they're going to be pretty cool looking titles.
Yeah, definitely. You go elaborate. You go big.
So we're excited about that, and just in general, you know, like I said, the pandemic's not gone. We realize that. You know, the vaccines, you know, who knows if they're going to work or not. That's still, you know, yet to be seen. So, I mean, we still could be on hiatus for another year for all I know. But, you know, I'm just getting this feeling, you know, we're already getting close to February. And, I'm looking forward to the Arnold. I'm kind of basically just putting everything on hold until I start hearing back from the people at the Arnold and when they're going to start opening back up. Because once they're allowed to bring in hundreds of thousands of people, I think it's going to be safe to say that we can start, you know, doing our 200, 300, whatever, you know, however many people we can get. You know, we're going to work on building that and growing it up into 500 and 1,000 or whatever, you know, we'll see. But, you know, so we're just kind of waiting on hold for that. And, and speaking of starting to ramp things up for New Ohio Wrestling, the one thing we haven't had in the 5 years we've been, around is we haven't had our own facility, our own building for training. And, we've started from day one, and we've said from day one, we're taking New Ohio Wrestling step by step. You know, we're going to take our time. We're not rushing anything. We're in no hurry. You know, we're in this for the long haul. So we're in no hurry to, you know, to get crazy with anything. So, you know, we started out slow. We just started out running events, you know, every now and again, you know, every 6 months, every month. Yeah. You know, then we got to every couple months, you know, there for last year, year before last, we was every other month. And then, you know, but we didn't have our own ring. We were renting, you know, our ring, we were renting our music, our sound and all this and that. And so now we, you know, we didn't have our tag belts, you know, I think it was now 9 or 10s when we introduced our first champion. You right. know, we ran all those events with no champion. So, you know, now we have our Arnold champion. We've established with the Arnold, we've established with the Ohio State Fair and then hopes to get back in with them when things open back up for them. You know, then we didn't introduce our NOW championship at, you know, and the fair was a big deal where the NOW championship changed hands twice in that one weekend. And, you know, so now we're taking that next step and we're going to start, you know, introducing tag team champions. And on top of that, we have been looking around because we, like I said, we want to record these online courses and, you know, we want to do, you know, that kind of thing. We have to have a ring, you know, so we bought our own ring. We were going to, you know, debut Big Dirty at the Arnold this year. And, you know, if everybody has been following us, you know, you've heard the Big Dirty stories where this ring's possessed. So, you know, I've had it wrapped up tight in the garage, you know, since March and of last year. And so we're looking for a building now to use as a training center. You know, somewhere, you know, somewhere to where I don't know if we're going to, it depends on what we find. We haven't found one yet. We're looking. You know, if we find one big enough to run events in, then that would be great. But if we just find one big enough to put the ring up and, you know, do some, you know, to where we can get in a ring and do some training and, you know, the people, the guys and the wrestlers around Columbus and surrounding areas, you know, can come and use the facility and get some ring time. Cause I'm hearing rumors now that there's wrestlers here in the Columbus, Ohio area. They're having to travel, you know, 1 to 3 hours in some cases just to get in some ring time because there's, you know, the lack of ring use is available around this area. So just to get our ring up to where guys can get in and, you know, get back to training to, you know, for when things open up, you know, around the country, you know, all the guys in this area can start getting ready. And, you know, and plus it'll help us, you know, look at talent, look at people, you know, help them out with training and stuff where need be, and also give us the opportunity to record our online videos as well. So, I mean, there's, you know, a whole plethora of reasons why we feel that it's time to start looking for a building. And plus I just want my garage back. I'm tired of, I got the ring and all the gym. I got like weightlifting equipment. I got weight study, workout equipment out there and I'm just ready to get it out of my garage. So, yeah, a whole big reasons, you know. So, like I said, we're starting to put our foot on the gas back on New Ohio Wrestling and starting to look at things. You know, we got the tag belts getting made. You know, then now we're looking for a building. You know, when we find a location and we get things set up, you know, that we'll be talking more about that. So I'm kind of excited for that. You know, I'm nervous, of course, because that adds expenses to where right now we can't run events to recoup those expenses. So we're going to have to find other ways to pay for the building and stuff. So, you know, so that's another burden on our backs that we're willing to take. And then, you know, then, like I said, it's just time to start getting stuff back in the groove. So we don't want to wait until they say, okay, it's time to open back up. We want to start, you know, getting ready early now to where that way, when it's time to open back up, we can just take off and go, you know, we'll be ready.
Well, we've been, I know that, you know, you've been slowly getting things together to run your own show without having to rent a bunch of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently gave you a mixer board.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've got a set of 4 wireless microphones.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're building this thing back up. You know, we're going to have it slow and steady wins the race in this case. And I'm confident that when everything's cleared, we're going to be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things, like the more of our own equipment we can get, then obviously the less expenses we have to pay, which is the goal. And, you know, speaking of, you know, like I said, we've been renting all of our stuff. We've rented Big Tom's ring from War Wrestling. But the main guy that has been a godsend to us all is Dirk Cunningham, or you'll know him as Dirk Extreme, RCW Wrestling, RCW Entertainment. Dirk has been like a godsend to New Ohio Wrestling, and I'll put him over anytime. You know, he's majority of the time we've used his ring. He comes in, he brings his own sound and audio. He brings his own video equipment. He films it for us. He edits it for us. He makes the shows, like all of our shows on Fight TV, except for not the first two or like, I think first two or three, but all of our majority of our shows is Dirk, is all Dirk, Cunningham. So, like I said, the more we get our own equipment, the less it'll lessen our cost of having to rent everything, but we're definitely going to be bringing Dirk in to still run it all because he's, like I said, he's a badass when it comes to it. And he's been a godsend for us, and he's what's captured all this stuff we had, like with Arnold coming to ringside. If we didn't have Dirk and Dirk's equipment, we'd have never got that on film. You know what I mean? And like all the exciting, the titles being handed out and won, the titles changing hands, all of the big stories of New Ohio Wrestling is in big part because Dirk's been there and has helped us. And like I said, I want to put him over big time, and we're going to continue to partner with him. And when he has his events, like his last event, we went down there and helped him out. And I played security. I was a security guy. and I had a blast at it. I didn't have to muscle anybody, but the only thing I only had to tell one kid to back off the ropes and sit down. That was about it. But getting our own equipment is going to be a big thing. It'll lessen our cost. And the more we can eliminate our costs, the more events we can run. But I just wanted to throw that out there with Dirk, because, like I said, he's been a big special part of New Ohio Wrestling, and he's going to continue to be. So we'll just have to get everything going and keep moving forward, and then see what the future holds for us.
Absolutely. Donnie, I'm getting excited about it again too, because I'm ready to dust off my ring announcer suit with my flashy red shoes.
Yeah, we still got a season of shoes, buddy.
What else do we have on the plate? I mean, I think we've covered a lot.
Yeah, like I said, today wasn't going to be a long one per se. I just wanted to, throw that out there about the New Ohio Wrestling, that we're starting to ramp things up. So I mean, if anybody has any ideas or suggestions, or if they got any leads on buildings in this area, if you're in the Columbus, Ohio or surrounding area, hey, we're open to it, and we'll take a look. And just wanted to get on here and touch base with everybody and let them know how HauntCon went, and that they should not only watch our stuff but watch all the other videos on HauntCon. There's a lot of good education out there.
Yes, there is. So with that being said, we're going to make this a short episode because we got work to do. A lot.
Yeah, we got a lot on the plate coming up.
So don't forget to check us out, WrestleHorror.com, at WrestleHorror on most major social media platforms, our YouTube channel. If you get a chance, check out HauntCon and check out our class before it comes down.
Yep, and also real quick, I want to just throw in there that we're also going to get back to doing some interviews and bringing on some guests for the podcast and stuff. Yes. We're kind of done listening to each other talk, tired of hearing each other. So we're going to get back to getting the guest on and going from there with the podcast as well.
Yeah, definitely. The holidays are over, so it'll be easier to get people back on.
Right.
So make sure you check out the new episodes. Check out our website. You never know who's going to be on here next. For Donnie Hoover, I'm Meat Hook Jim. We are Wrestle Horror, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.